and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Prices are going up on everything, but the price of your prescriptions doesn't have to. At CareArc, they partner with a network of local pharmacies to give their patients discounted prices on medications. Their discount program could save you thousands, even if you already have insurance or if you're uninsured. There's no membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider. Visit one of their contract pharmacies and save. Find out how you can save money on your prescriptions at carearc.org/medication.
KFUA News time is 8:49. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford joining us here this morning.
Reason, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, good. Just enjoying the rain and some cooler temperatures.
There you go.
I think the rain would be a good thing, Reason, as far as looking at the fire situation.
Right.
Heading into 4th of July and fireworks. Good to have this moisture around, huh?
It always is. It's always good to see it green instead of brown this time of year. Sure cuts down on a lot of accidental fires.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we want to get into the fire danger here in just a little bit, specifically when it comes to fireworks, but the sales and discharge period officially begins Monday.
Yep, on the 27th of June at 10 a.m.
All right, and that's for the sale and discharge, same window, Reason?
Yeah, it's the same as it has been in the past few years. It starts on the 27th, and it's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then on the 4th, it is extended, or the 3rd and 4th, it's extended from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Gotcha. Is there really anything new this year, Reason, when it comes to the sales and discharge period for, A, for the vendors involved, but B, for the general public?
No, we've kind of got everything coincided with each other, the sales dates and the discharge dates, and so that made it a lot less confusing for everybody, including the people selling the fireworks and also the people that are wanting to discharge.
So what exactly does the Emporia Fire Department oversee as far as the fireworks stands? Are you limited to the basic city limits, Reason?
We do all the inspections on the tents in Lyon County. So
okay.
We do some traveling out of the city limits and inspecting tents for the state fire marshal's office out in the county area.
Okay. For the vendors, I wanted to focus on them first here, Reason. What do vendors need to do in order to get their stands ready to go? Essentially, what's their process, and is there time for a vendor who wants to jump into the process late and get their stand up here before Monday?
Pretty much the vendors that we have this year so far that we have applications for have been doing it for quite a few years here in Emporia. So inside the city limits, we have different regulations for stands than out in the county area, just because the proximity to structures and things like that within the city, things are a lot closer than they are out in the rural areas.
So have you noticed any difference in the number of stands, pretty much status quo or more or less this year?
It's pretty much the same as has been the last two or three years, I would say.
Okay.
Nothing. I know the last couple of years, one thing the retailers have been having a tough time getting product and stuff like that, getting it shipped with all the COVID and stuff going on and all the shipping things that were impeding everything, not just fireworks. So hopefully this year they'll have a better selection.
Understood. Reason, shifting over here to the the personal side of things for residents, this I think would be as good a time as any to start talking about fireworks safety. Really, I guess when it comes to your immediate situation when you've got the fireworks, and just say that for sake of argument, you got kids nearby. What are some of the basic tips here to make sure that kids are safe, adults are safe, and everybody has a good time?
Well, we always remind adults that children need to be supervised no matter what they're doing, what kind of fireworks they're doing. Nothing's too big or too small to cause a fire, and we want those little ones not to be getting burnt and stuff like that, and being taught good practices with fireworks.
As far as, you know, what is the setup that you need for folks? So we don't have, say, fireworks spreading off, either getting their house or their garage caught fire, or maybe some neighbor's house nearby.
Well, you always want to make sure that you know what the fireworks, how it's intended to be used, and how what it's going to do. If it's going to go straight up in the air, if it's going to sit on the ground. So we always advise people to, you know, if they have questions on it at the time they're buying it, ask the retailers, because they're kind of the expert on, hey, this is what this is going to do and things like that before you get it home and have a problem with it.
Probably also helps where you shoot it, too, because, what is it, streets are not allowed?
Yeah, it's not allowed. You're not allowed to shoot off in the streets or any parks or anything like that, and within 200 feet of any hospitals or schools or nursing homes.
Yeah, keep in mind, and there are penalties for those who do not follow the ordinance. I believe it's a fine of not less than 100 and not more than 500.
Yep, that's correct.
If you are not following the fireworks rules here. Coming up, and again, Monday is the opening of the window for purchase and discharge of fireworks here in basically Lyon County. And, of course, you know, you do have the opportunity to go to the fireworks show here.
Right.
On the campus of Emporia State coming up, what, Chuck, July 3rd?
July 3rd, over at Emporia State University. Reason, what's the fire department's involvement going to be there with the fireworks show over on the 3rd?
Basically, we'll have a truck up there on standby just in case they have any small grass fires or anything like that. And then in the past, we've had an ambulance standby up there and some medical personnel just kind of on foot in the area just for heat exposures or any medical attention that might need to be taken care of with people that are up there watching.
And as far as fireworks that are to be obtained by the public, we're dealing with what, Class C fireworks? Is that correct?
Class C fireworks is all that's allowed to be shot off in the city of Emporia, unless you have a special license and a permit to do the larger ones.
So sparklers with metal rods are a no-no, right?
Mm.
Yeah, they've been banned. Bottle rockets and the combing lanterns, which are the ones basically you light the candle and it kind of fills up and it floats off with a flaming torch to who knows where.
Well, and again, fireworks not to be shot off on streets. Basically, you know, it'd be good if you're out in the county too, get permission from the landowners, and please clean up.
Yes.
After you're done.
Yeah,
because we oftentimes find a lot of debris, don't we, Reason, out in the
park. Yeah, that's one thing, you know, be a good neighbor, be respectful of people. A lot of animals really don't care for fireworks, and a lot of people don't really care for them. So if you want to keep enjoying the holiday and being able to shoot fireworks within the city limits, that would be a good suggestion to be neighborly and use some sense with it.
Understood. Reason, are we missing anything before we wrap things up and let you get back to work?
Just make sure that all your fireworks are completely extinguished when you're done. A lot of people just throw them directly in their polycart. Polycarts do not hold up very well to fires.
Mm-hmm. We've seen that.
Good points. All right. Well, Reason, we hope that this is a safe and quiet 4th of July season for you and your colleagues at the Emporia Fire Department.
Thank you guys for having me on, and you guys have a great 4th of July.
All right, hey, Reason,
you too.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford joining us on our Newsmaker 2 here this morning, Chuck.
All right. Just quickly in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow, Gina Sheevy joins us between the newscast and What's In Outdoors. That'll be around 8:15 to 8:20.